I don't know how many of you at home have got a nativity set. Well, hands in the air, come on, we can active participate. Oh, good. How many of them are complete? Yeah. We have, we've got a couple of nativity sets. We've got one that we were given on the first year of marriage, so it's about 36-ish years old, and it's mainly complete. And we've got another set that I bought discounted, and when we got it home, I realized why it was discounted. We don't have a Joseph, and we don't have three shepherds in that set. But each year, this nativity set comes out, and each year it gets arranged neatly, and depends on who's arranging. The characters appear in different positions, but Jesus is always front and center. And I wonder, when we look at the nativity set, when we look and look in and go, oh, isn't that lovely? Do we ever ask ourselves, where do I fit into here? If I'd been around, where would I have been? Because we've got a preconceived idea of what it looks like, don't we? But the truth is, there's room for you in the nativity scene. God has made room for you to be there. With our set that's incomplete, I sometimes wonder about augmenting it with other characters. You know, whether it's from the Lego box or going back to Mr. Bean and find a T-Rex that will sort of replicate another character. You see, the truth is, at that first nativity, the visitors that came, as we've already heard, they came from completely opposite sides of the social spectrum. We had shepherds who really weren't looked on as the best people in society. They were sort of out there somewhere. They lived with the sheep and the animals. They were dirty and they were smelly, and they probably didn't get an awful lot of invites to go to parties. And then the other side, you've got the magi, the wise men, the kings, as some people call them, the three kings. But they're the opposite. They're rich, they're affluent, they've traveled miles, probably on beautiful camels who are stroked daily. And both sets of people are very welcome. So I wonder, where would you fit in? Do you see yourselves as fitting in? When you walked through the doors today and you looked at all the people, was your first thought, where am I going to sit? Is there room for me? Maybe you've been to parties or gatherings of people and you get there and it's apparent there's all these people and they're all very comfortable and they're stood talking to each other. They've got their cheese and their wine. Or maybe you've been to a campfire and the fire is burning and everyone's seated around it and you think, but there's no room for me. I'll stand just back and look at it. But the truth is, God says there's room for you right at the center. There's room for you right at the center of what God is doing here. And like that campfire, I remember being in this situation when I was, and someone got up and they said, Martin Manning, come forward. Come forward. Look, sit by me. Sit by the fire. And that's what Jesus does for you. He says, come closer. Come closer. Come and look. See what's going on. No one is excluded. You see, if we go back to that very first Christmas, the very fact that they were in the stable or in the barn, whatever it is with the animals, is because there was no room at the inn. Jesus, although he was a baby, his parents knew very much what it was like to be excluded. We'll fit you in somewhere, but out on the edge, outside. But Jesus says, I want you right at the center. I want you with me. Jesus continued that as a pattern throughout his life. As he grew up, you would find Jesus not necessarily with the kings and their beautiful camels, but he would be with the lepers, with the tax collectors, with the prostitutes, with the people that society shunned. Jesus wanted to make it very clear that everyone was invited. Everyone was included. All the way to the cross. And as Jesus hung on the cross, and I make no apologies for mentioning the cross, which is, oh, you're going into Easter. Well, it's because God had a plan. And God's plan right from the beginning was that he would be Emmanuel, God with us. And that meant as he came as a baby, as he grew, as he did amazing miracles, as he taught phenomenal teaching that the world still goes by, there was also a cross as a destination. And on that cross, as he hung there, there were two thieves either side of him. And one of them said, Jesus, remember me, remember me. I want to be included. And he said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus wants to make sure that you know this Christmas, there's room for you. You are included. Come on forward. Look at this baby. There's a book. I was, funny enough, I was reading this to my granddaughter via video, on WhatsApp video a couple of nights ago. She wanted the story. And it's this story. If you've never come across it, make sure you get yourself a copy. If you've got children, doubly so. But if you haven't got children, still buy yourself a copy and read it. And then you can find a child to read it to. But it's a story of Mary and Joseph turning up at an innkeeper's. And he's a bit of a grumpy innkeeper. And he keeps being disturbed. And he keeps saying, round the back, they're round the back. And eventually he gets so fed up and he storms down the stairs. And there's a knocking on the door. He storms downstairs and he opens it. And he said, what? He said, can we have another blanket, please, little one? And he goes round and he sees the baby. And everything changes. He knocks on all of the doors in his inn. And he gets everyone out to come and see. Because this baby is special. This baby changes lives. This baby is Emmanuel, God with us. And so when we set up that nativity, and when we think, well, it was only three shepherds and three kings and a camel and two sheep and a shepherd. No, you're included. There's room at the inn for you. There's room at the crib for you. There's room right there with God for you. So whether you've excluded yourself, whether you've said, I'm not good enough, you don't know what I've done, you don't know where I've been, I'll sit on the outside and look in. No, Jesus says, there's room for you, and you are included this Christmas right with Jesus.